Biz-Bob. Biz-Bob. I love it. How are you, buddy?
Good. And you didn't talk about the beautiful moon this morning.
Oh, is there? I missed. You know what? I didn't see the moon this morning. I guess I was focused on not hitting joggers. I don't know. I didn't see it. That's amazing. So it was, I missed it. Dang. Hey, you know, in our society today, everybody points finger at somebody else, right?
That is correct.
And QuickBooks is no exception, but it says many blame QuickBooks for tax bill from Alabama Department of Labor. So what happened?
Well, you know, when you're using QuickBooks, it does all of the taxes, calculates all the taxes for you, you know, obviously, if it's, you're using the payroll and you've got it set up properly. So the federal taxes, the Social Security, Medicare, federal withholding, and state withholding taxes, those are all embedded in the software. When you buy the subscription to the tax tables, all those, you can't change those other than whether you're single or married and that kind of stuff, okay? But the Alabama Department of Labor, every employer has their own rate depending on how many people they've fired.
Correct.
Or how many people they've fired and then they go claim unemployment. You have to go in and set that rate as an employer every year to whatever your rate is. So I was visiting with somebody earlier this week and they got this bill from the Alabama Department of Labor and they paid it, which obviously, you know, most people want to pay those kinds of bills. But I said, and they were blaming it on QuickBooks. I don't know why QuickBooks doesn't calculate my taxes properly. Well, it's not QuickBooks. It's you have to know to go get that rate each year and go to QuickBooks and enter that rate in a special place.
Don't they send you I think, because we had a change this last year. I think I remember them sending me a notice, didn't they?
Well, actually, they used to mail them, and then they quit mailing them. The only way to get the notice is you have to log into your account at the Alabama Department of Labor eGov website and print the little form or look at it on the screen and get your rate to enter into QuickBooks.
All right. Hey, and there, real quickly, there's something on the federal side. I guess you're going to have to change your password regularly if you use desktop for federal taxes.
There's a EFTPS, you have to change that password every once in a while, yeah.
All right, because that's some little notice I got from QuickBooks recently. All right, so, yeah, hey, if you want help just maneuvering through all this stuff and making sure you get the right stuff in there, how do they get in touch with Biz-Bob?
Well, add a .com to that. Plus, you can call Kat. Give Kat a call at 256-337-5200.